the rest of the story. Dr. George B. Bailey wanted nothing more in his life than for his son Bartlett to graduate West Point. How did Bart feel about it? Well, it scarcely mattered. Dr. Bailey was one of those proud fathers whose pride was contingent upon the son he had in mind, not the actual boy who bore his name. Such would have been hard enough on the latter had he not contributed to the problem by putting his dad ahead of his own dreams, so far ahead that the young man eventually forgot what those dreams had been. And so it was, dangling from strings pulled by the good doctor, that young Bartlett Bailey of Georgetown, Ohio, received his appointment and went to the United States Military Academy to take his entrance exam. To please his father, he knew he had to pass. Instead, despite his best effort, although doubtlessly extremely nervous, he failed. Dr. Bailey was greatly disappointed. The possibility of Bart not even making it into West Point had never occurred to him. But quickly evolved an alternative plan. The boy goes to a private school for a year, studies passionately, then he'll be reappointed to the academy the following year. Bart, as usual, eagerly obeyed. All that year, he glued his eyes to his school books. There was no way that he could fail the West Point exam now. So he took the exam and failed again. Now it ought to have been clear to Dr. Bailey that his son, for whatever reason, was simply not destined to be a military man. Nonetheless, there were plenty of other careers, weren't there? Law, maybe medicine, but Dr. George B. Bailey would hear none of it. In fact, so resolutely did he reject any other options for Bart's future that he sat down and wrote his son a letter which, well, this letter in retrospect seems utterly unbelievable. In effect, it said, "Bart, you're no longer welcome in my home. Bart, you are no longer my son." To the rejected young man, the path leading back to his dad's heart seemed barred forever. But then arose one last opportunity to traverse it, the great American Uncivil War. Academically disgraced or not, Bart decided that he would distinguish himself in battle and return home to Georgetown a hero, and then his father, the proud and prestigious doctor, would love him again. And yet, as you recall the exploits of Major Bartlett Bailey, you will honor his most significant, if inadvertent, contribution to the eventual Union victory. You see, on the very day Bart's dad disowned him, his distraught mother confided everything to the neighbor lady next door. She told her husband. Her husband, in turn, wrote to Ohio Senator Thomas Morris that he'd heard there was a vacancy at West Point from their district. And that's how Bailey's neighbor's son was appointed to the academy instead. And that neighbor boy passed his entrance exam. And one day that neighbor boy won the war that reunited the states. You never knew the woman next door on whose shoulder Mrs. Bailey wept, Hannah Grant. But even as history remembers and reveres her son, the inexpendable General Ulysses Grant, it has all but completely ignored Major Bart Bailey, who got into the fighting early and eagerly, who sliced his way across the West Virginia battlefields, and who finally earned the approval that he'd sought all of his life long. His father had said, "You may never return home." Well, Bart fell in that very first battle, and never did. Now you know the rest of the story.